The British call it yoghurt. They're wrong, of course, because it's yoghurt. That's the Australian way. Would you like to make it at home? Of course you would. It could save you money and also maybe some of the additives that finds their way onto our commercial supermarket shelves to help us make yoghurt at home. Sally Wise, renowned Tasmanian writer, author, farmer. Sally, yoghurt goes back a long way to 6000 BC.
It does, to the Neolithic peoples of that time, in fact, in Central Asia.
Did they know what they were doing? Do you know?
No, they didn't. It was entirely by accident. They used to put milk to carry it around in carry bags, which just happened to be animal stomachs, and it had enough enzyme in there that it would curdle the milk, essentially turning it into yoghurt. And they really liked it and found it kept longer. So that's how it first started and spread rapidly, both geographically and in popularity.
So at your house, what animal has given up its stomach for you to make yoghurt?
None. The supermarket gives up the original Greek yoghurt that provides the bacteria that I need. You can buy starter cultures, but I don't find it's necessary at all. If you're going to make it at home, you just need some milk, obviously. And so you can use low-fat milk if you want to. You can use goat's milk. That's fine. I'm told you can make it with coconut milk. I've not tried that. If you're going to use low-fat milk, it's going to be a runnier yogurt. Just keep that in mind. So you bring 3 cups of milk up to lukewarm, about 44, 45 degrees, something like that, and then you take it off the heat, and I whisk in 2 tablespoons of skim milk powder, because that's what the original recipe that came to the yogurt maker said. 2 tablespoons of Greek yogurt or yogurt from a former batch, just whisk it together and pour it into your 1 litre jar, which you will need by now, and just put it in your yogurt maker, turn it on, and 8 hours later you'll have a delicious yogurt. Which, by the way, you can't eat straight away. You have to pop it in the fridge for a little while so the curds set properly.
Okay.
But it is truly beautiful.
And like you, I love making labneh with my yogurt. Just tell people what I'm talking about here.
Yes, that's yogurt cheese. So simple, so delicious, so good for you. So supposing you have your litre of yogurt, line a colander over a bowl with muslin. 2 thicknesses is good. Mix your yogurt with a couple of teaspoons of salt. That will help keep it. A couple of teaspoons of oil, which will do the same, and the juice of a lemon. Mix that up, pour it into your muslin, and then gather it up and tie a string around it to form a bag, and then hang it up. We turn the stool upside down and hang it up like that.
I just hang it up in the sink so that it just drains straight out.
That's a travesty. That's terrible, because you should collect all that whey that comes away during the 2 days that you should leave it hanging, because that whey is so rich in nutrients, and you can make smoothies with that. I add it to breads, you can add it to ice creams, you can add it to all sorts of things. It's a marvellous couple of tablespoons as a kickstarter for sauerkraut, for instance. And then after the 2 days, you can take the bag down and you can use it instead of cream cheese and a cheesecake. You can use it as a spread for bread, add herbs to it, which is lovely. And if you want to keep it longer, roll it into balls, pop it in a jar, cover them with olive oil, keep it in the fridge, and it will keep for weeks.
My other tip is with labneh, once you've made it, is to use it at breakfast time on sourdough toast with marmalade, fresh marmalade you've made yourself.
Of course, delicious.
Sally, thank you again.
It's a pleasure.